Welcome to this audio presentation of Choose My PCC, candidates for the Cumbria Police Force area. On the 6th of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. The contents. The contents have been track indexed for ease of navigation. Track 2. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Track 3. Lorraine Birchall, Liberal Democrats. Track 4. Barbara Cannon, Labour and Cooperative Party. Track 5. Peter McCall, the Conservative Party candidate. Track 6. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Cumbria. Track 2. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 6th of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and hold the police to account. Elections will be taking place in England and Wales, in London, Greater Manchester and West Yorkshire. There will be elections at the same time for mayors who exercise PCC functions. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. 39 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 are also responsible for overseeing the Fire and Rescue Authority for their area and are called Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCC. These PFCCs are found in Essex, Staffordshire, North Yorkshire and Northamptonshire. There will also be 3 mayors with PCC functions elected in London, Greater Manchester and West Yorkshire. PCCs are elected by you and aim to cut crime and hold the force to account on behalf of the public. PCCs bring a public voice to policing and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set the policing priorities for the area and consulting on their police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives and, if necessary, dismissing them. Work with others. PCCs, PFCCs, and mayors who exercise PCC functions also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. The PCC, PFCC or mayor who exercises PCC functions does not run the police force or fire service. Chief constables and chief fire officers are operationally independent and they are responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the Police and Crime Commissioner. PCCs, PFCCs and mayors who exercise PCC functions are single, directly elected individuals, ensuring the public are protected, providing greater opportunities for collaboration and more effective scrutiny of public services. They ensure that there is an effective policing contribution to national partnership arrangements to protect the public from other national and cross-boundary threats. Represent the entire community. PCCs, PFCCs and combined authority mayors who exercise PCC functions are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Cumbria Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0808 196 2170. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-to-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. In this election, you can vote for a first and second preference of who you want to win. For more information about your vote and other elections taking place on the 6th of May, visit electoralcommission.org.uk/i-am-a/voter. Track 3. Lorraine Birchall, Liberal Democrats. Election Statement. All too often, local residents feel left behind with little in the way of visible policing, particularly in our most rural areas. Local communities end up keeping watch for suspicious vehicles, nervous about the fate of vital equipment. It's not good enough, and it needs to change. People have to be able to feel safe in their own communities. As a proven manager, consultant, and daughter of a former police officer, I'm the right person to hold Cumbria Police to account. I will fight tooth and nail to keep our communities safe by introducing tried and tested measures from across the country and working with local communities to help us tackle big issues like antisocial behaviour and rural crime. My main priorities are more visible community policing to tackle crime and antisocial behaviour, especially in rural communities that feel left behind in terms of policing presence, continuing to increase officer numbers and expanding the special constabulary. Learn from other forces around the country to introduce a dedicated and well-resourced rural crime unit with a strategy to tackle the scourge of rural crime. Give back unclaimed proceeds of crime to help support and improve local youth services through a Youth Communities Fund. Government promises of extra funding for police services have contained a lot of smoke and mirrors recently, with council tax increases being claimed as government investment in the police service. I will keep pressing for Cumbria to get the funding it needs and deserves, but I'll also lead by example and make sure the Office of the PCC spends its budget wisely. With your support on the 6th of May, I'll make sure we have a police force that will keep Cumbria safe. This election address was prepared by Paul Trollope, Ackland House, Yard 2, Strickland Gate, Kendal, LA94ND. Contact details, email lorraine.birchall@gmail.com, mobile 07877979829. Track 4. Barbara Cannon, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. Cumbria's physical geography and diverse demography of affluence and deprivation make the commissioning of any public services challenging. 10 years of austerity and a pandemic has made it even harder. As a councillor of many years, I know we need to ensure that theft from farms is given the same priority as theft from homes and businesses in an urban area. Austerity measures since 2010 has decimated police services and has forced the council taxpayer to pick up more of the costs. The impact of that funding gap is felt in the reduction in police officers, PCSOs, and vital support staff, leading to closures of police buildings in some areas and a lessening of physical presence on the streets. The recent uplift in police officers does not return us to the numbers we had in 2010, nor has the government any plans to introduce more police officers, PCSOs, or support staff in the future. As PCC, I would work to tackle the causes of crime, give greater emphasis to the victims of crime, and work with others to ensure justice is seen to be done. I will prioritise young people and keep them out of the criminal justice system. I will also highlight the need for an improvement to the funding formula for the police, recognising that it takes more resource to deliver public services in rural areas like ours than it does in cities in the south. Changes to the funding formula has been promised for years. I will take the case for improvements directly to the Association of PCCs, the Home Office and Chancellor. Keeping you safe in your home, in your business, in your community and online. This statement has been provided by Keith Little, Agent, 17 Spinners Yard, Fisher Street, Carlisle, CA3 82E. Contact details: Barbara, Figure 4, Cumbria PCC at gmail.com. Track 5. Peter McCall, the Conservative Party candidate. Election statement. I've been your PCC for the last 5 years. I think we have achieved a lot, and I simply ask you to judge on performance, not politics. I am a Cumbrian, having grown up in Wigton. I served as an army officer on operations around the world in a career spanning 34 years. I was regimental colonel of the 16,000-strong Royal Logistics Corps. This, with senior service in the Ministry of Defence, working in government, has been vital experience for the job as PCC. I understand uniformed service. Cumbria Police are now among the best forces in the country, graded good with outstanding features by HMIC FRS. We have increased police officer numbers by 143, with another 67 to come this year, more officers than Cumbria has ever had. Police officers are now based in an additional 11 rural towns across the county, covering them and their surrounding areas. We have more CCTV, introduced email contact, created a new cyber unit to deal with internet crime and online sexual abuse of children and the vulnerable. Countless County Lines drug dealers have been locked up and taken off our streets. Domestic abuse is and will continue to be a major focus, together with protecting those with mental health and dependency problems, keeping them from harm and crime. We've established local police teams to grip antisocial behaviour and local issues. I have invested almost £1 million in local community groups, ranging from boxing clubs, youth groups, sports teams, and many community initiatives. Police cadets reintroduced and mini police established in our primary schools. This year, my council tax increase was one of the lowest in the country. There is more to do, and with your support, I will see the job through. Written by Hannah Dolan, 104 Senhouse Street, Maryport, CA15 6BS. Contact details: www.petermccall.org.uk. FB at Cumbria Peter McCall PCC. Track 6. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Cumbria. This booklet contains more information about those candidates where provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Cumbria. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Cumbria on the 6th of May 2021. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Birchall, Lorraine, Liberal Democrats; Cannon, Barbara, Labour and Cooperative Party; McCall, Peter, the Conservative Party candidate. I can be contacted at Andrew Seekings, Ullerdale Borough Council, Ullerdale House, Newbridge Road, Workington, CA14 3YJ. Email pcc2021@ullerdale.gov.uk. Phone number 0303 123 1731. Website https://www.allerdale.gov.uk/en/ /elections/elections-may-2021/. The print version of this booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with it, please recycle it. This is published by the Minister for the Cabinet Office, 70 Whitehall, London, SW1A2AS. That brings us to the end of this audio presentation of Choose My PCC.